mere seconds after J.T. Cluck began his squawking routine, the sun came up. My cannibal pals and I, we who had spent the last half hour barking and howling ourselves into exhaustion, were shocked. If we hadn't been so tired, we might have also been outraged. I mean, the very idea. For a whole entire minute, none of us could speak. Then Snort said, "Hunk make big mess out of coyote job." Me? Hey, I gave it my best shot. It wasn't my fault. The rooster got lucky, that's all.
Then Hunk better go back and fix rooster.
I stared at them. Fix the rooster?
Beat him up. Rip and Snort madder and maddest for losing sun bark up deal.
I agree. It's the only course left to us. If someone doesn't give him a thrashing, he's liable to think he actually did what we saw him do, which we all know was impossible and outrageous. Roosters can't crow up the sun. The brothers nodded. Only dogs and coyotes can do that. The brothers nodded. And the fact that we failed and he succeeded is further proof that this has gone far enough. The brothers nodded. I'll take care of it, guys. I struggled to my feet. My knees were still shaking from all the effort we had put into our noble attempt. I started walking towards the west, when all at once, I was overwhelmed by emotion. Fellers, it was a great campaign. Even though we failed, we gave it our best effort, and it was a real pleasure. They were asleep, sprawled out in the pasture and conked out. Even so, I finished my thought. If you flea bags hadn't come along, I would have had that sun barked up 30 minutes ago. You dumbbells couldn't bark your way out of a spider web. You know why we got beat by a rooster? Because you're a couple of slackers, that's why. And the next time I need to bark up the sun... Mark raised his head and glared at me.
What, Hunk, say?
I said, hey, you guys were awesome. The next time we try to bark up the sun, by George, we'll do it right, huh? You bet we will. See you down the road. I waved goodbye and hurried away. Under my breath, I said, flea bags.